So we have the big picture of coaching and of course, meta-coaching, which is what this is really about. But particularly in a business environment, who is it that would really benefit by attending, and what are the practical applications that they can use in daily life?
I would say definitely experienced coaches, those who are really wanting to stay at the cutting edge of change and growth technologies. They may have already done some coach training, but really want to get to that sort of technology that will really make the difference, to be able to find the wow factor in coaching.
Right.
New coaches who actually want to learn the straightforward basic skills of coaching. And with meta-coaching, they'll get not only a model, but they'll get an adaptive model. Mm-hmm. They'll get skills that allow them to coach for transformation. And that's a real highlight of meta-coaching, is that it's transformational coaching. NLP practitioners, those who already have NLP skills and are wanting to find a profitable way to package their skills. Coaching is a very rapidly growing industry. In 1999, it was the second fastest growing industry in the United States behind IT. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's had any form of NLP training knows that we have at our fingertips extraordinary skills and methodologies to be able to create long-lasting change.
Whereas Michael and Michelle are the co-creators and co-presenters, they are joined by several expert coaches throughout each program. I asked Michelle to outline their role.
They have a critical role in the program, and the program has been designed around focusing on key areas of coaching. During the training, we focus on executive coaching. We focus on personal coaching, group and organizational coaching, and self-coaching. By having expert coaches who have their own niche in that particular area, gives you, the participant, the opportunity to really focus and hone in on that individual to be able to build your own coaching practice around. You get the opportunity to ask the question, the very question that will unleash the secrets they've used, the strategies they've used to become so successful, not only in their coaching skills, but in the marketing and the development of their businesses.
So what you're saying then is that the coach brings to the program a real personalized opportunity for me to be able to gain a whole new level of distinctions that I wouldn't get if there were only the two of you at the front of the room.
That's right. This takes both the concept of having global ideas of coaching, then being able to narrow it down to the specific niche and the slight nuances, the difference that makes the difference inside executive coaching, inside personal coaching, career coaching, and the other specialties.
One such coach is Cheryl Gilroy. Cheryl holds a master's in social psychology and works all over the world as a coach, facilitator, neurosemantics and NLP trainer and mediator. Her company won Business of the Year in 1996. She focuses on organisational coaching. I asked her what difference meta-coaching makes to her work.
Meta-coaching, or more to that neurosemantic, seeks to first to understand, to work out the organisational system, and it leaves, embedded in it, it has enormous resources in terms of the questioning and the processes that you can get people to come to solution quite quickly. Whereas traditionally, people would go into organisations for organisational improvement, you might have the consultant there for a year. Primarily, my work in an organisation is significantly reduced because the results are quite quick, because the premise is that, you know, the underlying assumption is that everyone's a genius and that people have the skills and the capabilities, and it's about putting in systems and processes for that to be utilised.
Another of our expert coaches is NLP and neurosemantics trainer Graham Richardson. Graham specialises in executive coaching throughout Australasia. I asked him how individual clients experienced meta-coaching.
As a rule, they're having a kind of conversation they've never had before in their lives. Somebody's actually listening to them, playing them back and mirroring what they're saying. They're having a chance to hear themselves and to play back then what they really mean, because they'll keep texturing me, mirroring them. So they might say, well, I'm angry about this, and I might say, so you're angry about that? And they'll say, no, I'm not angry. I'm actually frustrated that I can't get the outcome I want. Oh, you're frustrated you can't get the outcome you want. Well, really, it's not what I want. It's what my boss says we've got to have, but I don't really agree. So that's just a little example, but if I'd taken the first statement, I'd be nowhere near what's really going on.
But of course, meta-coaching is not just for the business environment. See if you fit into one of the following categories.
I'd say definitely parents. Coaching is a wonderful tool for supporting children and teens, particularly through those years of going through their high school certificate and going to university. Parents wanting to deal with children who have possibly some behavioural problems. Mm-hmm. And coaching is a very effective tool to be able to lead and support children to change their behaviour. Definitely teachers in the school system to be able to have another methodology rather than just their teaching format to be able to support the students to develop and to find their own self. I'd say that any individual who's committed to their own personal development and anyone who wants to start to play with the idea of self-coaching, I think that's something that's quite unique about neurosemantics and NLP, but particularly our meta-coach training, is that all of these coaching patterns you can actually do with yourself. And that really makes a difference.
How about in the sporting arena?
Definitely sports people. Anyone who is a coach, a sports coach, meta-coaching will give them the, as Michael will go in to say, the inner game. So very often we're looking at the outer game. And one of the contributors to the field of coaching, Tim Galway, talks a lot about the inner game and the outer game in his book, The Inner Game of Tennis. And that's something that Michael will talk a lot of in the coach training. And also sales managers. Anyone who is in a role where they are leading people who have to get performance,
got it,
who have to get budget, who have to be able to excel and succeed in that way. So call centres, call centre managers, anybody who really has to bring together a team and get the very best out of them.
Pretty well the human race.
I'd say so, Paul.
Okay. Vibeke Kaur is founder of Dragons and Dreams Coaching and a graduate of the Meta Coaching Certification.
Well, first of all, it's given me the confidence to actually go out and offer my coaching services. Whereas previously I knew I had what it takes to be coaching, but I didn't really know how to take the next step. And the meta coaching training not only gives you increased competencies as a coach, but it also goes through the business planning process, what it is needed, what you need to take the next step to develop a viable and sustainable business as a coach, and how to get yourself into the right states of mind, body and emotion to actually follow through.
Sabrina Yule is a coach, facilitator and founder of Activate All Systems. She considers that she deals in human growth hormones. That's the legal kind. I asked her to explain the benefit of attending the training with the two presenters and expert coaches.
Oh, it's the interaction. Mm. And it's the modelling. It's the chance to model so many different approaches and to see that all of them are equally effective given their context that they're working in, and to literally be able to, with their blessing, steal the best. Steal their ideas, they say that. Steal my ideas and see if they work for you. Try them. And that's that sort of generosity is really quite rare in my experience, and it's very welcome.
So why would you say to somebody listening, go do this before you do anything else?
Because you're working with the best, some of the best. Well, how often do you get a chance to do that, where you are also then given permission to take away what works for you, to literally incorporate it into your own toolkit, so to speak? You know you're using something that's very valuable, but you've got their blessing to be able to do it. And it's that community, I suppose, of what are we here to do? Mm. What is our brief in the world, I suppose? Mm. And it's not about something entirely personal and grabbing, like this is mine and not yours. It's about let's share and let's spread this around. That's what I like about it. That's why I'd go. That's why I went.